everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Local Influencers Podcast. I'm your host, Abel, and today I am joined by Elizabeth from the Coastal Bend Mom Collective. Elizabeth, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Like I said before the call, I've kind of been following your organization's page for a while now because of a mutual friend that we have. Mm-hmm. And just for the listeners who don't know, Coastal Bend Mom Collective, what is that? Who are you? What is y'all's mission?
Okay. Well, Coastal Bend Mom Collective is a local online resource that is pretty much powered by the desire to connect moms and families in our community, not only with each other, but with our community itself. We are passionate about getting people out of the house and out exploring all of the incredible options and things that there are to do in the Coastal Bend. And then also just really trying to connect moms with other moms. Once you kind of get into mom mode, it can be really hard to find friends sometimes because your life changes and your whole, you know, mindset is a little bit different. So we constantly are hearing people and seeing on social media boards that, you know, I don't have any friends, my kids don't have anybody to play with. And so that is definitely one of our missions, is to try to give moms that place to connect. And then also to find tips and tricks and recipes and ideas of things to do and how to entertain your kids when you're stuck at home. So just, you know, kind of a comprehensive resource, all things mom, parent, and Coastal Bend related.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I saw in the blog portion, there was like 15 things to do with, like, I think sippy cups or stackable cups or something. Yes. So I was like, I would have never thought of that. You know, like, that's cool. I don't have kids, but I am an uncle. So I do have kids in my life. So
absolutely.
I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
It is crazy. And I have a team of 15 local moms who write for the blog, myself included. And it's really great because we all have different experiences and different perspectives in parenting. We may all live in the same place and we might all have kids the same age or maybe not, but we all do things a little bit different. And like that post you were talking about, 15 things to do with stacking cups, like that's a $5 toy. And now you have 15 games and activities that you maybe never would have thought of. And it is a great resource for uncles and aunties and dads and grandparents. Even though we are kind of geared towards moms, we really are a resource for everyone. I mean, I actually got a text from a good friend of mine who lives in North Texas, and he's a dad, has two little girls. And he sent me a text and just said, "Hey, I was on your website and it is just so awesome. There were so many great ideas. You know, my wife loves it, but I even enjoyed looking at it." So now I feel like maybe we need to add a dad's corner or something on the site, you know,
just there you go.
Really focus in on that.
Well, you know, they say it takes a village. So it's like, you're focusing towards mom, but mom means the whole household. It's everyone around the mom, right? So
absolutely.
So, yeah, like you said, it's really neat. So I noticed that it is coastalbend.momcollective. So is Mom Collective like an organization in itself? Do you guys have like the Coastal Bend, obviously, you know?
Right. Yes. So we are part of a national network, the City Mom Collective. There are over 85 sister sites across the nation, including 11 sister sites in Texas. So we cover the entire Coastal Bend. So we cover Kingsville, Port Aransas, Rockport, Alice, Victoria. Pretty much we cover all the way to the Rio Grande Valley, that direction. Houston in the other direction has its own sister site. And then Alamo City in San Antonio has their own sister site. So we're everything in between that kind of arc down here on the coast. But yeah, it's pretty amazing to be a part of a larger network like that and, you know, talk to other site owners and other moms across the nation and see what's working for them and what they're doing in their communities and being able to bring some of those ideas to the Coastal Bend.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's and I asked because that's what I kind of hope to do with the local influencers. I kind of want to get into every community. I want someone to, and not me necessarily be the host of it, but I would like someone to have the local influencer, San Antonio, Houston.
Definitely. And, I love that idea.
So that's why I asked that. And it's really cool. It and is. Like you said, on your website, I also like that you guys have the calendar and events, and someone can actually go on there. Like, let's say we were having a big event that we think that would be geared towards your audience. Anyone can kind of do that. You know what I mean? Like, we can kind of just go and submit our event. Absolutely. I love that.
It is. It's wonderful that anybody can. It's a free community events calendar. You just click on the entry form, and it just takes you to a form where you can fill out all the different details about your event. You can upload an image or a graphic, and then we post it to the calendar. We also have our community engagement coordinator, Jennifer Mahan. She puts together a separate blog post each month, kind of where she goes out and she researches events that are happening in the Coastal Bend that maybe are not on our event calendar, but she'll go scour Facebook and other other sites to try to come up with a comprehensive event guide for each month. Just because, like I said, we really want to encourage people to get out and see what there is to do in the Coastal Bend. I mean, I only moved here, gosh, in 2018, when I took over ownership of the blog. I had just moved here. I knew one person. I didn't know anything about Corpus Christi. And in fact, people had told me, I moved from Austin, and somebody in Austin was like, why would you move to Corpus? It's terrible. And I was like, really? I don't know. I bet it's pretty cool. And I jumped right in and I love it here. And so, and people who say there's nothing to do, I'm like, have you been outside? Have you tried? Because there is so much to do here. So we love encouraging people and showing people what there is to do, because there's tons.
I love that. Yeah, exactly. I was one of those people, and usually it's the people from Corpus that, like, we don't go to the beach. The people from Corpus, like, we feel like we've done it all. But it's like when I started with Dine 361 and now Local Influencers, there's so much to do. All the different farmers markets and local markets that are popping up everywhere once a month, and the art walk is such a thing, and just all these things that people are doing. And it was right under my nose the whole time. And I'm in awe whenever I talk to someone, and I'm like, man, we're lucky to live here. People don't realize it, and I didn't realize it. And
yeah, they really are. In fact, in 2019, pre-COVID, I turned 40 in 2019, and I did a project where for 40 days leading up to my 40th birthday, I did something different in the Coastal Bend. And I called it Adventuring to My 40s, and I chronicled it on Instagram. We have a highlight on our Instagram page that says Adventuring to 40, and it's 40 days of 40 different things that I did in the Coastal Bend. So if anybody ever says there's nothing to do, I send them to that. And like, look, here's 40 things right here that were all super fun. They're all within 45 minutes of, you know, Corpus Christi. There's so much. And my list of things when I was creating this bucket list, I could do it over and over and over again. There's just so many things that you could do.
Yeah. And especially now with the whole downtown organization trying to really revitalize that. And there's so many cool shops. I just interviewed someone who has like a tarot card reading shop down there, and she has like all these cool candles. And I would have never thought we had something like that here. And this is really cool, like mysterious shop that, you know what I mean? That's in downtown Corpus Christi.
Right. There's so many gems.
A bigger city for that.
Yes. There's so many little gems around here for sure.
So let's go back to the website. You said that you took over in 2018. Okay. How can you tell me a little bit about, because I know my calendar looks ridiculous, right? Because I'm starting a podcast network, and so it's crazy right now in my life. And I write, and I'm an author, so I actually write for a living also. Not for a living, but you know, I wish. Tell me, what does your calendar look like? How crazy is it to manage a blog, like a website like this, that I don't want to call it a blog because it's a website. It's really just like packed with information. You don't have just one or two things. Like when I clicked on, for instance, what was it? I think like topics, and I just had a whole list of them. I thought maybe it'd just be a few. Tell me, how do you manage that?
It definitely, there was a learning curve when I came in and took it over. I was very lucky coming into this. I actually wrote for Austin Moms for 6 years prior to moving to Corpus Christi. And that is what prompted me to reach out to the previous owner. I actually initially reached out to just be a writer because I thought this is how I'll make some friends. And then they were looking for a new owner and I just figured, why not? But it's a lot to manage because, like you said, it's definitely more than just a blog. We have over 1,200 published pieces of content on our website, which I think is pretty awesome. But it's a lot of editing work. There's a lot to learn about website development and SEO and how to show up in Google and then of course making appointments and meeting people and really getting out there to highlight the Coastal Bend, but also to tell people about who we are. So it's hard to even quantify what my calendar looks like because every day is so different. You know, some days, especially now with COVID and everything, most of my days look more like, okay, I have a 10:30 call and then I have a 1 o'clock call. Before COVID, I'm a in-person kind of person. I like to be face-to-face with people. So anytime I possibly can schedule a lunch or a coffee or a face-to-face meetup, that is way more my speed because I love to get to know people. But it's definitely, like I said, a lot of editing and just trying to be really organized and then also really intentional with how I'm spending my time because I'm a mom too. I'm a mom and a wife. And when I moved here in 2018, I used to be a teacher and I intentionally did not return to teaching because I wanted to spend more quality time with my family. And the beautiful thing about Coastal Bend Mom Collective and this business is that I get to choose the hours and the days and the times that I work. So if my children need me or my husband needs me or my house needs me, I'm able to kind of reallocate my time during the day and first and foremost, be present for my family. And that's something that we encourage our team as well, all of my writers. You know, obviously we try to have some deadlines and expectations, but at the end of the day, I tell every single person, you know, your family is number one, job number one for you is being a mama. And if that means that a blog post gets turned in a day late, you know, that's okay because your kids are the most important. And we want to tell everybody that not just our writers, but all moms out there, you know, you have to find that balance.
And it's funny because you mentioned all of this and then I look in your Instagram and you didn't even mention social media because that's a whole nother monster. An Instagram, running an Instagram, and especially one that with you, you have almost 3,000 followers and that's quite a following. And to run an Instagram and then social media and then to run something like what you're doing with Coastal Bend Mom, and I'm like, how do you live? And then you're a mom and a wife. And like you said, it's a real thing. If people don't know, like if you're a younger listener and you don't know, your house actually does need you sometimes when you're an adult. Your house is sometimes yelling at you like, yes, you have to do laundry. Right. You know? And so like your Instagram and social media, do you have someone that runs that or are you all involved in that? Or is it you?
I pretty much run our social media. I mean, as you know, being an influencer yourself and kind of developing your brand, like when you are trying to develop a brand and a following, you kind of have an overall idea and look and goal for your social media. And it's really hard. I'm very type A and a little bit OCD. And so it's really hard for me to let go of things.
I'm like, right there with you. I'm like, we are two peas in a pod because
yeah, like I can't let somebody else take over my social media. Like I need to have my hands in it every second. And so that means sometimes I don't post as often as maybe, you know, technically you should post on Instagram because my life is busy. But what I have found is that our followers in particular, they really appreciate that our Instagram is completely organic with the exception of like on Mondays, I always post like a momspiration quote. Other than that, everything we do is very organic. It's what's current. It's what's happening. It's what's happening in my life or happening with, you know, one of the families that we work with. And I think that our followers appreciate that and they know that. And I also am sort of the face of our Instagram at this point. And we've just grown our community tremendously because of that, you know, and you know, when you work on Instagram, responding to people and you kind of become friends with these people. And a fun story, like I met someone through our Instagram and she was moving from another town and she started following us because she was looking for resources for when she moved here. She ultimately ended up buying a house in our neighborhood. And the other day, or I guess it was about a month ago, my husband and kids were playing baseball out in the front yard across the street. And she was riding bikes with her little boy. And she came over because she saw me sitting outside and she's like, "Hi, are you Elizabeth with Coastal Bend Mom?" And I was like, "Yes, hi, oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you." And she said, we were riding bikes and I saw the boys over there. And I was like, "Well, that looks like Rad Brad," because I always refer to my husband as Rad Brad. And so anyway, it's just so funny. But you know, you end up connecting with people on social media. And so that one I cannot let go of. But I do have someone, like I mentioned her earlier, Jennifer, who is our community engagement coordinator, and she does help with all of the resource guides and when we're researching businesses to put into our guides and our community events calendar. She handles all of that. And she also helps with a lot of the back end SEO editing on all of our articles, because that is not my love language. And
I haven't even dived into that. Like, honestly, I'm like, let me get our social media following up and yes. Let me get our listener, and then we'll worry about the websites. Because
but you know what? That's exactly what you have to do. You really have to do it. You build it slowly. You know, like I said, I came into this in 2018 and I came from Austin, which is a huge powerhouse site. And I immediately was like kind of discouraged because I'm like, gosh, you know, they have 10,000 followers or 20,000 followers. And we only have 2,000 followers on Instagram. This was on Facebook like 2 years ago. And I just my husband was like, you know what? It starts somewhere though. And so you start working on one thing. And we really spent the entire first year focused on connecting with the community. And we've grown our Facebook following to almost 7,000. And then our Instagram is almost 3,000. So in 2 years, we've, you know, increased our following by over 100%, which is awesome. But we really did just work on one thing at a time. First, it was increasing that following and engagement. And then we went in and cleaned up our website. And we started working on SEO and making sure we were editing a little bit cleaner. And it's a process. And it's fun and it's learning every single day. That's for sure.
Yeah. I love all that. I'm learning so much from you. Just you, whenever I, you know, someone thinks Coastal Bend Mom Collective, no one really understands everything that has probably gone into it. Like you've discussed, you've all of the collaborations that you have and the different things that you have to do. That's why I started like laughing in my head, because you were listing all these things you had to do. And then I'm like looking at Instagram, like she hasn't mentioned her Instagram. Cause like I said, for people that are listening, if you're thinking about building something of any kind, you have to be on social media. I tell everyone you have to be. I mean, whether like I have a lot of people now that I'm following that are thrift shops, you know, local coffee shops, to an online podcast or an online magazine, you have to be on social media.
You do.
And thankfully, I just brought on two girls with a lot of one of them actually runs her own marketing kind of program. Awesome. And so thankfully, they are starting to help me like schedule. But I'm still like, I told myself I was going to let them do it. But I've noticed I'm still posting and I'm still telling them like, hey, no, this is what I need. Like, not like, you know. Right. And so I kind of get you when you say you're type A. It's like, oh, it's crazy.
Well, it's your baby, you know, just like Coastal Bend Mom Collective is my baby. And, you know, I'm not quite ready to release into the world, you know, just yet. They're yeah. still toddlers. They're not big kids yet.
Yeah. So before we wrap and everything, what would you tell someone if they wanted to start their own online magazine, their own online, you know, something like Coastal Bend Mom Collective, but, you know, just their own, whether it's about sports, whatever it is, what would you tell someone like top three important things are?
I think for sure the number one thing is to make sure that whatever you choose to to invest your time and energy in, that you're passionate about it and it makes you happy. Because when you do choose to own your own business or run your own website or anything like that, it is all encompassing. And there's nobody else who's going to do it for you. There's no set hours. There's no real days off. You do have to be intentional about it. So make sure that you're really passionate about whatever your overall goal or content is. Like, I am passionate about connecting families and, you know, putting myself out there. And also I'm passionate about getting people outside into the Coastal Bend. So for me, this doesn't feel like a job most of the time. You know, obviously sometimes it does, but for the most part, it's fun and I love it. So I think be passionate about it. Make sure you have a good support system in place, even if it's just your mom or your husband. I have a super supportive husband, but I also have a mom and sister who don't even live here, but we have calls multiple times a week to talk about what I'm doing, and they give me ideas and we brainstorm together. So I think have a good support system. And then I think number three, allow room for grace. Things are not always going to work the way you want them to. They're not always going to work in the time frame that you want to, but just know that you've got to just keep hustling and keep working hard, and it will eventually pay off.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. Now, definitely before we wrap, where can people find you? Now is the time to plug anything and everything you like. Where can people find you? Social media, website, everything. Now's the time. Perfect.
Okay, so we are Coastal Bend Mom Collective. You can find the website by going to coastalbendmom.com. Super simple, coastalbendmom.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, also all at Coastal Bend Mom. So pretty streamlined. Hopefully everybody can find us. But we're excited to keep meeting new people and new followers. And I think the other thing that's important, and at which we kind of touched on this at the beginning, is that while we are a mom website, we have resources for anyone, whether you're a visitor, an auntie, an uncle, a grandparent, somebody who's thinking about starting a family. We have content for you. So everybody's invited. Everybody's welcome at coastalbendmom.com.
Definitely. I'm an uncle and I'm going back to read some articles, you know, so I'm an uncle. So far, your uncle's out there, and don't be afraid to go to the website either. So definitely check it out. All right, Elizabeth, well, thank you so much for your time and awesome. Everything.
Thank you.
Also want to say a special thank you. You were actually one of the very first sponsors for our podcast. That was a very nerve-wracking thing to use, to reach out to someone. And you guys were so supportive. And thank you to you and Coastal Bend Mom Collective. We really appreciate that.
Well, of course. We're super excited for you and love what you guys are trying to do as well.
Thank you. So again, everyone, make sure you check out Coastal Bend Mom everywhere on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. We will have the links posted down below. So all you will have to do is click and it will take you straight there. And until the next time we talk, please make sure you check out Somewhere Cool in Corpus. Talk to you later, guys.